In a whale.
Did you ever try to encourage them to lay?
Oh, you could build hen nests. Mm-hmm. And just build a box and put a shed over it and made a, just left open, big enough for them to get in and put straw in it. Well, a lot of them would go there, and a lot of them would just choose to go to the barn or in a whale.
I know.
Not back then.
Uh-huh. Would you now?
Well, you'd take back then, you'd take an old rotten egg that wouldn't hatch and lay it in there, and then that would encourage her to lay with it.
But you never took anything that wasn't...
Oh, no, not an egg, no.
Not an egg, is it?
Now, I've heard tell of it, but we didn't do it. Back in, you called them bull. You didn't say male and female. You said bull
okay.
And a heifer.
Well, I was wondering. I didn't quite know how to ask you that one. And think, what about a male horse?
Well, it's just a she and a he and horses and mules.
Okay, do you have any special names for that? Okay. What about the female horse?
Well, she's just a...
She's just a she. Right.
Just a male and a female. That's name of them, male and female.
Did you ever ride the horses?
Oh, yeah. You could. They made saddles back in, just like you see in the pictures now.
Uh-huh.
We had saddles. I wanted to see, we live a mile and a half from a store. A lot of times I'd just get me a mule out, throw the saddle on it, get up on it, run to the store and get what I want, come back.
You said you would run to the store.
Yeah, they make your horse run, trot, lope. Just like you see cow pictures now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Did you ever, what did you put on the bottom of the horse's foot?
That's called a horseshoe and a mule shoe.
And a mule shoe too?
Mule shoe and a horseshoe. Yeah, they're different.
What was the difference?
It's a different way it's made. A horse has got a much bigger foot than a mule.
Yeah.
And see, a mule shoe won't fit a horse, and a horse won't fit a mule because they're smaller. And all of them not, they have to carry them to a blacksmith, and the blacksmith gets a certain number, then he'll heat them and bend it to fit their hoof. See, a mule's hoof. See, if you wanted a mule's hoof to grow, you would shar him. That's what you call shoring a mule.
Shar him?
Shar. That's put those shoes on his foot. That's sharing a mule or horse, either one. Well, while they had down on, you see, they would grow. All right, when you pulled them off or they slung them off, then that would, on the ground, the thing would wear back down. And so if you didn't, it just finally wear down in the quick. That's the reason they had to put shoes on them, let them go so long with shoes on them, so long with them off.
Oh, I didn't realize they put them on and took them off both.
Oh, yeah. Most of the time, they sling them off, wear them off.
Yeah.
See, they wear out just like anything else. Then if you say it comes in two, and if you don't watch them, maybe it'll get slung around, one of those nails will split his hoof.